Ashima. I am Star Kemi. I recently attended the Dark and Wild event that was on the 29th of February. And amongst some of the things that we covered, we got to some Dankira Tawagi dance. And actually, this is not the first Dark and Wild gathering I've attended, but it is my favorite part. You know, there are lots of stuff in there. There's the drumming, there was the storytelling, sometimes presentations, but that's my favorite part. And you know, the music is varies, whatever music we have, but it's actually doing the martial arts that is, it's great. And yesterday what we did was we did a bit for the praying mantis and moving in a particular way, so making observations on how position of the movement, it's about position movements and measuring and making judgments. And earlier on we'd heard the story, we'd see a video of a praying mantis that was molting and but also moving, so it's shedding its skin but also moving, the kind of movement. So we'd observed that in the puppetry and in the video, and then we actually then went on to apply those principles in our movements as far as the warrior dance. So it's a really good workout. I found myself breathing quite heavily very quickly, so it told me that I haven't really pushed my cardiovascular system for a long time. So that was good. Got a bit hot, a bit sweaty, but it's really enjoyable. It's just a different way of interacting and perceiving other people in the space, interacting in the space in a particular way after a particular form of, let's say, animal movement. So, yeah, it's great. That's one of my best, you know, just the physical nature of it. It's very, very good. Mm. I recommend it.
Give thanks. Yeah, well, I especially enjoyed the way, the setup for this, because obviously Abit is one of our two main characters. Abit and Winky in the Dankira Tawagi warrior dance practice are the two main characters, and there are different ways to introduce performing the dances of these characters. But as you just explained and outlined, to have a story told, a puppetry story told, in which there was a lot of video background about Abit and showing its movement, to do all of that. And I also felt, as much as I was involved in expressing the puppetry, there's still quite a way to go in the full expression of that. But when you come to the full embodied movement as a Tawagi, it's easier for me, and I said that. And so I enjoyed being able to take the translation to that place where everyone can see it in a much crystal clearer form, and not only see it but actually do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the point. And not only do it, but do it together in a harmony. Yeah, as you said, it's amazing what you can do in a space, in a social gathering, and it shows, for me, it shows a huge gap in the range of things that we can do as we gather to uplift communities socially, to have an uplifting social gathering. There's a much broader range of things that can be done, and most people, obviously, they don't know. They just don't know this thing, because it seems to be a specific cultural art. But in actual reality, if one were to place it alongside or in parallel to how another culture might relate to yoga as a communal breathing exercise, a social exercise, it's completely reasonable and the best thing to be doing, to cover and do. So, yeah, well done. Ashima to you. And yeah, thank you for sharing your thoughts. On the thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night then, Brussels.
Good night. Ashima.
Ashima, thank you. Bye-bye.
Build deep and quickly. Welcome to the Black Open University Show.
So, tell us a bit more about you.
Also in the dark and wild, we done some Dankira Tawagi, which is dance and movement. And what I liked about it is the arm movements we all done and the movements. They were very graceful.
Yeah, it was smooth. African warrior dance is a very special form that we have there, dancing as the praying mantis. And there were quite a few new people there. There were some people there that you didn't see at the Dankira gathering, the Dark and Wild gathering. How did you find their movement?
I liked their movement. It was cool. It was good.
Thank you, Ashima.
Ashima, thank you, everybody.
You learn naturally radio.
Yes.
My name is Yvonne Williams, and I attended the Dark and Wild on Saturday.
I was observing as we were in the play. The reason why you weren't able to attend into the dance so much because you were busy preparing helpful food for us in the kitchen. You were helping out with this. But I observed you observing the movement from your view, and it made me to wonder how you were finding the movement, especially for the adults. Because there were several adults there who, for them, it was completely new in terms of coming into that warrior dance space the way that we do it, and how you found the whole flow of that. Both adult and children, there were children there who, for whom it was also new. You were seeing the new thing for themselves.
Yeah, I thought that they were particularly natural. In their movements and also in their adaptations of the art of the dance.
Yes, it was very good. And what I realised in this process, I did speak with Kemi, Tawagi Kemi, and in our reasoning, I made a point to say that I enjoyed the way this was set up, that the setup towards doing the warrior dance, because there are different ways that I can introduce that, and typically in a class it comes in a certain way, but obviously this isn't a class, this is a social gathering. We're having a social gathering in which there is dance and food and social networking going on, but the dance was preceded by the puppet show a bit and the point of origin. And so inside of that, we had spent a lengthy time watching a puppet show about Abit and its world, the world of Abit, and also a video which was showing the whole instar molting process of Abit, the transformation of Abit and its movement. And so ones were in a deep concentration for this in the precursor to doing the dance. And I enjoyed the fact that at the end of the show, there's a range of movement that you can do with the puppet show, which is, within its range, is very special. And I received gracefully all the praise from children and adults about how they found the show. There's a range of movement within that, and there's an immersion inside of that. But when you come to doing full-on warrior dance as a human bodied being, the range is perhaps easier to get to of expression. So I enjoyed moving from the puppet show to the full Dankira Tawagi Abbot in Goma. And to be with in a gathering where ones had just watched that and had that concentration and were then able to start to express it in body, in dance, socially, with such fun and harmony. It was very nice. I enjoyed it very much. Yeah.
Jabe, maybe as well, the people that actually experienced the dance was able to visualize, especially when they were doing the Ningoma.
Yes, I see that. That is my point, exactly that. That's it. Precursor shows enhance the visualization so that they can express it more naturally, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was good. It was very good. So I'm going to collect some more thoughts from other ones, and we'll put this forward. This will be out in some podcasts and testimonials, so ones can hear from the inside what Dankira Tawagi is about.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, also, the precursor to the show, the puppet show, was obviously a reasoning about our festival. And the festival shows a whole range of creative learning events and forms. And the ones were able to hear about those things. So that is also part of the precursor to show a powerful range of activities that the collective, the cooperative, are doing. It was good. It was a great flow. It was a great flow.
Build D and complete welcome to the Black Oak University Show.
Hi, my name is Akeem Anthony. I'm a and a day before yesterday, I was at the Dr. Mark. And regarding to the Dankira Tawagi,
what makes it to be great?
It shows it shows the movement of the praying mantis.
So what did you do? Remember again, we're doing a podcast, and inside of that, some people are going to hear this who just have not seen it. Maybe they've not heard this thing before, the language we're using, they don't know what we mean by Dankira Tawagi. So you should explain what it is that we did, what happened when we did this warrior dance. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How is it for you? How did you think it was for others? What did you experience?
So, I felt like I was a real praying mantis. Because I don't exactly mean a real praying mantis. I mean like maybe a person becoming a praying mantis.
Okay, it's clear enough to me. And really, this thing is not. There's only so far someone who doesn't know, hasn't done it, can get what you're saying, but I get what you're saying, and that's clear enough. Becoming is the key, and being. So anyway, what else do you have to say about this? Speak up.
The crane dance, that was fantastic. I thought I was gonna fall down, but not even once. I think I was focusing on you, not anything else but you. Many other times I'm looking over and Okay, so let's say that I was looking at the audience, and I wasn't looking at you, so you could easily get me and I could fall down, but this time I didn't because I was concentrating on you more.
Okay, well, concentration is part of consciousness, so I guess we're increasing perception and consciousness in your play. That is exactly the point. And the more you do that, and beyond concentrating on me, to concentrate on your expression, your becoming of the crane, this is the next place for you. For your concentration to be completely and only on you being Wing Chun. That then is the height of the freedom. So I'm looking forward to you getting there. But it was fun. I enjoyed the play. It was nice. And I know you like the Wing Chun and Goma. And in this one, this Dark and Wild, you got to play both Wing Chun and Goma and Abbott and Goma. How did you find it when we did that group movement? Everyone, all the audience, everyone that was there was doing Abbott and Goma movement. How did you find that?
It was cool. Because one person got to do it, then another. I would say they were focusing on you, just like I was. So that's how they didn't get knocked down. I was, and
I don't mean the time when we played one to one. I don't mean that one where we played a normal in Goma. We played one to one, and I invited individuals in to explore it, some for the first time. I mean when everyone was moving all together, and people were in their own spaces, but we were in this space, and everyone was playing Abbott and Goma. Sometimes with each other, so just free in the space. Did you experience that? Okay, cool. Anyway, I know there's things that we have to be doing. Today's a busy day for you, so we could sit here and talk about this for a long time. I can see that. Okay, Akeem, anything else to say about the Dankyo Tawagi to summarize, close up on what we're saying?
No, not anything.
Okay, good. Thank you, Ashima.
Hi, greetings, Asamari.
Greetings, Sonia. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you doing?
Good, I'm well, thank you. Give thanks. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is because I'm doing a review of our event. I want to do a very brief audio telephone review with you and other ones who saw the puppet show. And so, and I don't think you've really seen the Warrior Dance. I don't think you've seen it yet. So
I've seen when you do some training, upstairs when you're sometimes in the dance room, but I'm not sure if that's the Warrior Dance.
That is the Warrior Dance, but it is.
Yeah, I've seen, when you do stuff
to move on. Yeah, it's, I mean, when we're in the class, in a way we're training to develop a capacity for a certain way of expression. But at a Dark and Wild social gathering, that's the time to just be expressive. It's the performance day. It's the day to just show, rather than to train and learn how to show, or develop your capacity to show. This is being day. Yeah.
Being present,
being fully expressed. Expressing the characters that you've learnt about, enjoying the drama, enjoying the show, enjoying the stories that you're telling, but the story of the events, the story of us gathering, that story as well is a story that's taking place as we gather. The whole thing, all the levels of being, Tawagi are preparing for that. So it's a very rich experience. The Dark and Wild social gathering is a very profound kind of experience, which, as I say, can have a person attending at one moment be watching a puppetry show and at the next moment be a performer, even though they've had no training for it, expressing movement that was in the puppetry show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's something that, I think it's wonderful and it will continue, and obviously more and more people will get involved because it's something that people, especially young people, it's brilliant to see young people engaged. I was just happy because it was quite nice to see young people like that. So it had a lot to me, it was a great moment, and I was very privileged to be there, part of that, so thank you for the invitation.
No, thank you. And on a final point regarding that, it is a family friendly event. I mean, because it's a Saturday, there's some who would like us to make it more like an adult social event and have those kind of adult things there, like alcohol and that kind of thing. We don't do that because that would change the dynamic from the family environment, and it's very special, it's very precious for them to be able to come out and have a kind of party, which is not a birthday party or a regular party, but it's still a party that they can see other children, they can do something constructive, get some food and vibes and relax, and see their parents and guardians also doing the same thing, and do activities that harmonize everyone through cultural art. So it's a very specific and special kind of social gathering that we don't have enough of in the community. So I'm pleased that we are keeping that existing.
I just think it's fascinating how, you've put things together, the program together, a lot of thought went into that, and it's really important because, we're building our houses, we're not building our houses by standing waiting for building it with proper building blocks that are going to stand, nurture, empower, grow people. And that's all actually we want to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Sonia.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure, Samari. Well done. And I will be in touch.
Yes, likewise.
Okay then.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Hashima.
Bye.
Build deep and complete. Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being. Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Building education from an African place of being.
Greetings, Shima, to all family. My name is Aitricia, expressionist. I attended the Dark and Wild event on Saturday.
Okay, so I know that you're kind of in between things. I'm not going to hold your time too much, but I did, unless you've got something more specifically to say about the puppetry, I think we can move on to the warrior dance. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the puppetry?
No.
Okay.
But like I said, everything is always unfolding, so yeah.
Definitely.
And what
I can say, I mean, just in for me, just to add a final word on the puppetry, definitely that it's unfolding because that was the first show I've done, and there's so much more that I have in mind for even just this story, let alone future kinds of stories. this story, there's so much more, so you must come and see the next performance of this story.
Yes.
You'll be amazed at the places it goes to, and we go to with it. Anyway, so moving on, you also experienced the Dankira Tawagi expression, the warrior dance expression. We like it that at our Darker Wild gathering we dance. People have a chance to move around and free themselves up. So we did that, and you took part in that. So I'm keen to hear how you found the Dankira Tawagi in our Darker Wild event.
Say the name again.
Dankira Tawagi. Dankira Tawagi.
Oh, wow.
You can simply say warrior dance.
Dankira Tawagi.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the warrior dance. Do you know, when I watched one of the young people, as one of the children, I wasn't even a young person. I mean, the young person, yes, but a child, I think. How old was he? About 7 or 8?
Yeah,
maybe
that's right.
Not even that old.
That's right.
7 years old.
Yeah,
and he was eight. Okay, and I watched his movement with you working in unison. You know, he was, and it reminded me of the capoeira kind of style.
Mm.
So it's that kind of movement.
Mm.
And I remember years ago when my children were young. We used to go to events that would have capoeira, that movement, and I didn't like it. I don't know what it was, and I'm a dancer. I do African dance. I started with ballet, I started with contemporary. I did all of the dance. And something about that movement, I don't know what it did. It's not that I didn't like it, but something was going on. You know, I think it might have been that somewhere in my journey, I've known it, but something could have happened and I didn't want to do it anymore, you know?
Mm.
But when I saw the young child doing it with you, adult to child, it felt like an exchange. An exchange of something was going on. And even though there was backwards and forward movement, there was even a bit of competition going in, even from the child to you to the child, but it felt like a really fluid exchange, and it was a togetherness, you know, togetherness of it. So when we all got a chance to get up and engage in it, it felt light for me to do it.
Mm.
And it felt like it was authentic, you know. I wasn't just doing it because everybody else was doing it.
Mm.
And then the whole room was just captivated by just that kind of movement and flow, and I think what we just became more like energy.
Mm.
The room, the space became more like energy, and the freedom to express in that way.
Mm.
Which is so important for children to be able to have the freedom to express. And the movement in all of the children, you know, everybody was in their own zone.
Mm.
You know, and nobody was looking at anybody to go, oh, what is she doing? No, what are we doing? Oh, that one looks silly, you know, because these are kind of learned traits that get stuck in us.
Mm.
Out here in this world.
Mm.
But it was almost like that space, and there was a lot going on in that building.
Yeah.
But we were still able to captivate our own space, which felt like a bigger world than what was going on in the building.
You're right.
So, you know,
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way, because it was a huge celebration in the main hall, They had their own music and hundreds of people, and they were doing what they were doing, and it didn't impinge on our space at all. Even
some people,
there was a situation where even someone did sort of bounce in, and they still didn't disturb our space. They were disturbing, but they were they just rolled back out again with the disturbance without disturbing the actual activities. It was quite interesting.
It was an interesting. It was almost like, you know, and that's the power, isn't it? When everybody locks into the same place.
You're right. That there's a term for that in the Dankira Tawagi. This thing, the space, is called gazat, and gazat means province, and that is exactly the point. To secure one's province, so that in that space you can be. This is the whole exact point. So I appreciate, love that you can see it that clearly, because that is the whole point.
Well, I appreciate love that you can define it for what it is, because, this is the exchange, so we know that, the ancestral journey is like going, wake up, you're awake, is everybody still there, you know, and let's do what it is we've got to do.
Because
it is, it's needed and it's healing. This is all healing energy. It's all healing, and we need, you know, if we could just live in that, wouldn't it be, you know, because even time didn't matter, did it, you know? We have events and we get told, oh, it starts at this time and it ends at this time. And then you get into a place where you're pressured by churning out what it is you've got to do within that allocated slot of time. But time didn't have a place.
But you know,
because it wasn't about.
No, you touched on another very special thing, because in the story, when Abit is talking about going inside between zero and one, and half and infinity, this is the way that you change time, by going inside smaller and smaller units and paying attention. So the reason time felt like that is because ones were paying attention to what was going on. And so the time changes when you start to do that. Or the relationship to time and space changes when you pay attention. And especially if ones do it as a collective, a cooperative unity, paying attention on a specific area or a specific activity, it's a very special and essential activity. This is why we have these dark and wild gatherings. That is the reason for them, to demonstrate that, to allow one to experience it, and to keep it alive, to secure a space where people can be. So, I enjoyed your movement specifically, guys, because I can see you're a dancer and you have experience with these things. So I can see you kind of slotted into your own flow, your own way of expressing, and that was good to see. There were several ones like this, ones who hadn't been to a Dankira Tawagi experience before. But I think also I realised in speaking with others and in reflection that because of the way the evening unfolded, by having that concentration on the story where ones were seeing that whole molting and transformation of Abit in the video, and hearing the story, which is a narrative about number and space and time, and then to see the puppet and the puppetry, that all of that concentration took place before we did the Abit in Goma. So that was part of a process of becoming ready to be together in that way. It was, I have to say, I think that was our, up to this point, our best Dark and Wild gathering. For the simplicity of how things proceeded and how each thing supported the next thing, and just the simplicity of that. And obviously I'm very pleased to have launched that puppet show amongst launching our festival. I mean, the main point was to launch the festival, which we did, but personally, I have enjoyed launching the whole world of the puppetry. Unified knowledge, puppetry. You learn naturally puppetry. You must come to the next one and see what, how that story is expressed again.
Oh, definitely. I'll bring my granddaughter.
Yeah, please, bring everyone. Bring the whole family. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Hi, Trisha. We've reasoned for a good time. I know we could talk for more, but I think, because I know you're in a kind of break, you're travelling to another thing, so I'm going to give thanks for your time, and Hashima.
Hashima, and send me all relevant information, keep me updated. The Monday classes, what time does the Monday classes start? Because I'd like to attend I know that one has to sign up and everything, but what time are they?
Okay, so on Monday there's two classes. The first class is the level being 9 class for children, that's our cadets. And that is from 4:15 to 5:45. Then from 6:30 to 8:30 is the You Learn Naturally, or the Unified Knowledge Foundation Course 1 pedagogy class for parents and teachers. So those are the two classes that happen on a Monday. Then on Tuesday there's another level being 9 class, 4:15 to 5:45. And there's a different adult class, Head Structure Science, is from 6:30 to 8:30. Then on Fridays, from 8:30 to 10:30 is the Dankira Tawagi Warrior Dance class.
Okay, that's on a Wednesday.
That's on a Friday. The Warrior Dance class is on a Friday.
That's on Friday.
Yeah. So those are the main classes that we're hosting at this point. All at the Chestnut Centre.
Yes. And so the tonight's adult class is what time?
6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. I'd like to just come and try one of those classes.
You can do that.
And then look at how I can incorporate. It's definitely something that now has become part of, you know, a foundation to my journey. So,
You're very welcome, and I think it'll be a very special development, because I know you are a well-connected one, and the insights from this will inform many, many, many things that you're connected to. I know that.
I think so. I think it's something that's missing. I think what you're doing is unique. It's so needed, and you know. And I remember thinking this when I first met you many years ago, and it's just how you know, it's unique and it's so needed. And I think it's a balance, it's a readdressing something that you know like sometimes you're blind and you don't see, you know,
the blind spot,
but we need
it knows about in martial arts. Always you have to think about the blind spot and how to cover your blind spot. And the best way to do that is to work in teams. If you have a team, then there is no blind spot. That room, when we formed that space in the Dark and Wild gathering, there were no blind spots.
No.
So this is the power of that, and learning to do that and building more of that. Yeah, this is what it's all about, of course.
Okay. Okay, no, give thanks. Give thanks for the, yeah, give thanks for the reasoning, for the knowledge, and yeah, and for the event, for seeing families together, safe, happy, and open to learning. Shima.
This is the whole objective, summarized in your words. So thank you for saying that. Yeah. Thank you for being the one to see it so clearly. And I'm looking forward to the future. Definitely. I've had very good reflections, specifically on the story and the whole gathering. And so it sets up future work in a very nice way.
Go forward and let's keep rising and shining in your light.
You think exactly that. Let it be that way. Let your light shine.
Okay. Well, I love you.
Yes. Because when it moves from side to side, it's enabled to make triangles. And in the making of the triangles, it uses basically trigonometry. It doesn't call it trigonometry. And that's like a beautiful thing, because Abit has existed before the word trigonometry. But it uses this thing that we would call trigonometry to calculate the distance of its prey. That's the rocking, is its ability to see how far the other thing is that it's looking at. Yes,
what is trigonometry? I've never heard that.
Trigonometry is a discipline around using triangles and knowing through the basic rules of triangles how to calculate distances and angles, measurements and other dynamics of a triangle. Like if you know, for example, that on any basic triangle, the internal angles are 180 degrees, then if someone takes one of the angles out and says, I don't know what this angle is, and you know what the other two are, you can work out the third one. Trigonometry is this conversation about triangles. Tree in the trigonometry, T-R-I, tri, is three, like triangle. So it's the study of triangles. Trigonometry is basically this. And if you have a triangle, those ones, those special triangles that have a right angle in it, a 90 degree angle in the triangle, then you can do some special calculations with these ones as well. Trigonometry is about this, the knowledge of this. And what I'm saying to you is that Abit uses this principle to calculate the distance between it and the prey, or it and another object. For example, in the video that you liked, you see when Abit is crossing over the leaf, in one leaf there's a space, and I can imagine that it's a huge fall. Go to the next, if you fall and you miss the gap, and it's trying to calculate to get to the other side, and it's making a stretch, but before it does it, it does some movements. It's just trying to assess the distance between it and the leaf. Then it's making it reach its stretch to get it. In the first movement, when it comes to the first leaf, it assesses it, and then it knows it can reach. So it stretches, hooks on, hooks another one on, then hooks a third point on, and then pulls itself over, crosses over like this. On the next move, it looks and it assesses it, and it knows it can't stretch, so it jumps. It's a different movement, it was a decision. It was a calculation to know, this is not a leaf I can stretch for, I need to jump. And obviously the reason it jumped is because it was being hunted by, by the jumping bumpy money spider.
Why does it stop at the flower?
But I could answer that question, but I'm not going to, because this conversation is about our puppet show, so that's a different thing. Anyway, back to the puppet show, or we can move on to the warrior hunts. Anything else to say about the puppet show?
One more question about the puppet show.
So I didn't even realise I was going to be interviewed, but that's cool, okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
When the praying, it looks like a praying mantis real life, because what you did in the dark bottom was the story and the praying mantis puppet. So you had the fake glass on the floor, two big
lots of wood, yeah.
So you had the
That was an interesting moment, and it's interesting that you liked that, because actually there was more decoration. The one who made the puppet, she made a whole set of background. Yeah, there's more for the next show, and so simply there wasn't it wasn't opportune to put it out like this one, but there's more to lay out in that world. And when Abit went over the log, and because you know Abit likes to keep his own space, but sometimes he gets curious, and Abit is getting curious and thinking about going out to see what was going on out there. But time will come for that.
I thought Abit would have stepped on the log, but it made it over the log. It was like, because it was a big log. So I was wondering, what's gonna happen? So I was just interested. What's gonna happen? So then when I saw that, my face, I was excited because it climbed over.
Because it broke the barrier. Yeah, I see.
Like,
having a battle? Well, maybe it escaped. I mean, Abit is the one to escape from being trapped. Yeah, it's the one to escape. It's not one to be blocked in. But interesting, Kayla. Very, very good questions. Very good reasoning. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the puppet show. Let us move on. So, at the Dark and Wild event, you also witnessed and experienced the Dahinkira Tawaji. You had several points of playing warrior dance. And so I'm interested to hear how you found the warrior dance at the Dark and Wild.
The warrior dance was good. Me being the crane, walking around. But I didn't know why I was walking like a person. But then I got to a point and I started.
Yes, I noticed that because you started in character and got to a certain place in the character and then came a bit out of the character and then came back into the character. Yeah. I can tell you what happened. Well, tell me what you heard. When you were playing in Goma, what did you hear?
When I was playing
yeah, when you were playing Wing Chun, and in that time, Wing Chun is the crane, the African crown crane. You were playing this character, becoming Wing Chun the crane. You were playing Wing Chun and Goma. And as I said, as you said, and I am saying, you started in one way as the crane, and then you moved into something more like a person, moving about in the space, and then you move back into the crane. And you're wondering why that happened, or?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, is the Maurice gonna get me? So I was wondering. I got scared and then started running. But then, when I was flapping my wings like the crane,
yeah,
I heard.
You mean as the crane?
As the crane, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard.
Hmm. You heard the wind?
No, I heard me when I was
the wind of your wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I thought. Is that the wind or is that me? And then I heard close. I went like that.
Hmm.
And then I heard that, oh, that was me.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Building education from an African base of
your own power to create forces like that. That's good. Let me tell you what happened from my point of view. Because when you were playing, I will not name the one, but the little one that you know started to talk.
Welcome to the Black Oak University Show.
Trying to narrate your play, trying to
educate,
speak about how you're going to be in the play. And I say no names because we're on the record, we're recording our testimonials, and I don't want to name anyone that way, but I'll explain it to you because you asked me. And
you learn actually radio.
I observed carefully. A little one was talking your game, trying to effectively break your concentration. And so that's when you move out of the wind into the person, and then you regained your concentration and came back into the form.
Welcome to the Black Open University
that's
Show.
That's what happened to
me. Building education from an African.
But we'll say no names. You just have to know. You have to know. And in the way that I could know, in the moment, you can know. And beyond that, there'll be a time where it won't affect you. Where when you're playing in the space, nothing else can disturb
you learn actually
becoming
radio. Yes.
And being. Well,
you learn that
you
mean
we
not a bird.
You could be, well, I mean, really, Caitlin, you could become and be any creature. You focusing
welcome
on two,
to the
just
Black
so you
Open
have
University
a specific
show.
Form focus on and become
competent.
But beyond that, is becoming and being for anything.
The drumming.
Oh, tell us about the drumming.
The drumming was...
Oh, Are you enjoying the drumming?
Yes, okay. Really. Because I was playing the drum with me, little...
You learn, actually, me.
Yeah.
I started playing the drum, and then I started playing Hashima.
Were you Hashima?
Wait a minute. I didn't play Hashima. We played the...
That's right.
So then I'll show you the drumming.
Welcome to the Black
Oak University
Show.
Yeah, we did a lot of drumming. And it's good when you come to a social gathering.
Education.
I mean, this is part of it. It's social, it's relaxation. But obviously, people have different experience. So you are more experienced with that. So they should learn from you. You will notice that they picked it up very quickly,
I'm
right?
I'm the boss.
But you will notice that they picked it up very quickly, right?
Yeah.
You notice that?
They did it very quickly, because when I started, I didn't know.
Well, each one takes different time, that's okay.
But they knew great.
You learn naturally radio.
Yeah. Already.
You learn naturally radio.
Well, you see, the benefit for someone that is a new cadet or member of a cooperative is that when they enter the space, they can come immediately into something that's already set up for them to get the full benefits. And for those children who came for the first time, imagine that the first time they're seeing Abit and Abit evolved is like this. They saw a picture that evolved into our full movement. That is a very special stuff. You didn't have an introduction like that. You had a good introduction, but they had another introduction, and it's built on your abilities. The fact that you were able to be there to help set the
You learn naturally radio.
Allows yeah. others to enter it in an easier way.
You learn naturally
radio. That's how it goes. Anyway, Kayla, we need to wrap up this. You've been talking for a long time. And unless you've got other thoughts about the warrior dance, the anchor of the word that you want to express.
I was wondering why my mom did it.
Grandma was securing the kitchen.
You learn naturally radio.
Yeah.
Because you should
naturally
radio.
No, I'll take grandma. Okay. Kayla, it's cool. It's coming along. It's coming along.
Thank you. Bye.
Hashima.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being.
you learn actually radio.
Yes.
Black Open University Show. Reporting education from an African place of people.
You learn actually radio.
Yes.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show.
You learn actually radio.
Yes.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being.